Episode 161, Wheel Polishing. This week we ask if chopsticks are a prank, and we learn that God's favorite person drives a Hyundai. You can find us at snortgarvey.com. You can find us at snortgarvey on Twitter. You can dial a phone number. It's 937-501-1002. It's a 501 Blues Lube and Leech Peak. Whatever. Thanks for listening. Tell some people, please. Please tell some people. The show's like, tell some people. It'll be fun. It'll be weird. And it'll be lovely. And more people will listen. And it'll be fun. And weird. And fun. And weird. Thanks, Wilson. Spend all day fiddling with these knobs.
Fiddle a diddly. Fuck.
It's my right hand.
Oh.
Hello?
Hey!
It doesn't matter for the first, like, 20 minutes of a show, because my intros are a million years long. Like, it's kind of stupid.
That's what the people have come to expect.
Maybe. Like, I'm sitting here worried about, oh, it's so quiet. Doesn't.
Well, it's because we spend the first 20 minutes of any show fiddling with the...
Hello?
Sound.
Fiddling with knobs.
Fiddling with the fiddles.
Fiddling with a diddle.
Yeah.
Fiddling.
A ditty? Is that what I was trying to come up with?
I don't think so.
Fiddle a little ditty?
I don't think it did any of the words.
Ditty on your fiddle?
Fitty diddle.
Fitty diddle.
It's a new licensed beverage.
Fitty diddle? Nice. Sold in conjunction with Fiddle Faddle?
I don't know about that. If he's lucky. Maybe. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Doing well.
Alright.
I'm up too loud. Are you talking normal?
Yeah, I mean, as normally as I typically ever do.
Am I talking quiet? Yes.
Yeah.
Fiddling with knobs.
Better than fiddling with your faddle.
See, what's the difference there? That's you, right?
Me?
Who's loud? Hello, I'm loud. Hello?
Let me talk again. I think I'm pretty loud. That's pretty soft-speaking
on
my part. We're both right?
We're both right.
Okay.
If it breaks up a little bit, we're getting used to some new technology in the studio here, folks. Parlor, I'm sorry.
Podcast on.
Compound.
Podcast on.
Yeah, we're potentially rocking some new better equipment for a shitty laptop that I shouldn't have had to fix, but spent $35 to fix.
That's all fine and dandy had you not just purchased a brand new laptop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It should be working properly.
Yeah. You would think.
What a bunch of jerks.
You know it.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. How about yourself?
Can we end a phrase, like, right off the bat?
Hey, yeah. Sounds good.
People saying, just saying.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Obama, just saying.
Just saying.
You know?
Yeah. I'm pretty well taking that out of my vernacular.
I don't know that I've ever said it.
I think I have in a very casual manner. Yeah. Of course, I don't know how you could very uncasually say that. Sir, I am just saying. Excuse me, didn't you forget a
this
team?
Lobster has been delicious, but imagine the screams.
Just saying. 37.50 was a little much. Actually, it seems about right for
market
lobster.
Price.
Yeah. I never had a lobster.
I don't think I've eaten lobster, but I don't think I've had a lobster.
I think I've had it like in something.
Yeah.
I don't think I've even had a lobster roll though, so I might be lying about that.
That's pretty sad, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
You live in the. I just touched your MP3 bare foot.
Excellent.
My bare foot, sorry.
Excellent.
I wonder what those pops are. Pop, 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 pop.
It's all just sands.
Okay, so you're cool with ending that one? Right off the bat.
I'm cool with what?
Ending.
Oh, yeah, just saying. Okay. Yeah, I'm sweet. Done with that. Right. Of course, I'm going to use it like 12 times this week.
Probably.
You know?
Sweet.
But that's the way it goes.
Just saying.
Just saying.
I've had enough. It seems to be more chicks than dudes,
I believe,
that use it.
So we're okay with anything that only damages chicks? Is that what it is?
You talk a lot of shit about chicks, which forces me to talk a lot of shit about chicks. And that's our majority, that's our biggest demographic.
Did you say we do or I do?
You do.
I do?
Yeah, you talk some shit.
Really?
Yeah, you tend to.
I don't notice these things.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything that comes out of my mouth is forgotten 12 to 17 seconds later. It's all bullshit to start.
Are chopsticks a prank? Like, the Chinese just fucking with us? Is it Chinese or Japanese? Who has chopsticks? Both?
I think all of the above. Yeah.
They're just fucking with us, right?
That would be funny.
Yeah, like, yeah. Just totally
yeah,
a prank.
This is how we eat. Sure.
That's
here.
Crazy
here's
talk.
A couple sticks.
Like, have some soup. Or, like, rice. They eat a lot of rice with chopsticks.
Yeah. You would think you'd have invented the hand shovel.
You would think.
If you're eating all kinds of rice. It should come with, you know, chopsticks are great for the big bits.
You know, sure.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But you think it'd also come with a spoon. Oh, and here's a spoon to get the rest. Fork, whatever. Even
yeah,
a
it's
knife.
Not even, like, the one. Okay. Going to SEMA, which is a sushi joint across the street from my work. It's pretty good. It's expensive. Did I tell you about that?
No. It's,
first time
it's
I went,
good except for it's sushi?
No, it's pretty tasty.
Yeah, okay.
First time I went by myself, managed to spend $75.
What? A little expensive? Yeah, I think so.
I ate a lot that time. Like, I had
apparently
six people's worth of food, I'd say. which amounts to, I mean,
no, then it seems reasonable.
This long, this big around of different shit.
That you spent $75 on that?
Yes.
On six rolls that are approximately an inch?
Yeah.
By...
Yeah, but they're little pieces of art, dude. Like, it's pretty good.
That's cool and all, but...
I don't know. It's worth $75 worth.
Yeah, as I say, you can't expect me to eat that and be like, I'm full.
But, yeah.
I just had an inch by an inch and three quarters of food.
Yeah,
well, I'm just saying if it was one.
Yes.
Two.
Yeah. I mean, you get one roll and a edamame and you're good, I'd say. But that's $15.
Really?
Yeah.
One roll.
Yeah.
1 inch by inch and a half.
No, one roll is the whole... It's 6-8 inches long.
Okay.
By 1 inch diameter.
Starting to feel a little bit better about that.
Yeah.
Edamame, some raw soybeans for you?
They're like steamed or something.
Okay.
You can get them in different ways, I guess.
Do you get them with, or they have some sauce on them?
They have big chunks of salt. Quite tasty.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a soy opposer.
Yeah, I know you are.
But they're pretty tasty.
Okay. Yeah. It's worth, like, the brain shrinkage?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is that
yeah.
what you, I think that's yeah. what you claimed, or yeah. somebody claimed?
Yeah, no, that's right.
Right.
You pop them out of the shell, like they're still in the shell, with the salt yeah. is all over the shell.
Okay.
And you, like, kind of squeeze them out of there into your mouth.
Okay.
And it's a little sloppy, but they're tasty.
A certain podcast reviewed it and said it was yummy.
Did it?
Yeah. They're fans. Microwaved it. They liked it.
Meatscast.com.
On the internet.
Is anybody using that?
They aren't using that soundbite anymore.
Okay, they were using it though. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yep. I forgot.
Okay.
I need to call them up and, like, it's so easy to fucking edit your show, dude. Because they could add in the edamame, like, in the all that shit, super easy, and they just don't. Like, I think
somebody
they done got lazy. They
some.
Put music in there, and they
it
do
seems like
ratings, they, but
yeah.
that's about it.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
Yeah. But, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, it is.
The chopsticks I get there from there have pointy ends on one side where they're beveled off.
Okay. Like, to a sharp point?
Yes. Theoretically, a sharp, wide, flat point.
Excellent.
Like a chisel.
Seems like a quality chopstick.
I haven't thought of using it as a poking device, though, I guess.
You haven't stabbed anybody with it?
No. Not yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I seems like that'd be like your first two
yeah, like...
go-to thing.
Oh, man.
Hey, I need some more edamame.
Not typically into Asian chicks, but the first time I went and spent all that money, there was this girl working a joint that was something, like, tall. And, man. Yeah, I didn't see her again the second time.
I wouldn't say I'm into Asian chicks, but certainly not against Asian chicks.
I'm kind of against Asian chicks.
Really?
I've seen some very attractive Asian chicks.
Right.
But typically, like, eh, whatever.
I think I'm pretty neutral. Like, some are hot, some are not. Kind of the way white chicks are. And, well, black chicks.
Yeah.
I'm out of colors for chicks. Right?
Yellow? Oh, that's Asian.
Yeah, that's where we started.
Nope.
That's red?
It. Nope.
Indian?
No such thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Native American, thank you. Recently heard Native Americans prefer Indian. Like, really? Yeah, I can see that.
Might as well, yeah.
Like, I'm native to what you renamed my country. Why don't you just call me Indian?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you're from India?
Why don't you call me shut the fuck up and go away?
Wait, you're saying that to Indian folk?
No, I did that wrong, yes. Okay. No,
they're saying that to us?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes.
I can see that.
Wait, no.
Wait. You're anti-Native American Indians? Indigenous folk? That's what I go with. Hey, you're one of them indigenous folk, ain't you?
OG? So are all chopsticks pointy? Like, can they make use of that point?
I've never seen a pointy chopstick. Okay. So, I mean, you can.
Am
I
imagining things, perhaps? Like, maybe they're not pointy at all.
I've never been there. You're thinking we use it as a spoon or a stabbing implement?
No, stab. I mean, the bevel on it's very short, maybe quarter inch.
Okay.
So there's no spooniness to it, but I could potentially see stabbing it.
Stab
the other part is
sufficient.
I don't know if I'm supposed to use that side as the eating side. Your chopstick, like...
Do they come to a tapered, round, pointy end on the other one? Not that pointy of an end?
Not that pointy of an end.
Yeah.
And they're stuck together.
Yeah,
to me. Like,
you gotta break them.
Yeah,
I've seen that, and that's kind of cool. It makes me feel as though they've never been used before. You can't recycle that shit.
Unless
you got some glue.
Tons of Japanese, Chinese, Asian dudes just using it like a spoon.
There
rice.
You go. They never
rice,
broke them.
Rice.
Yeah.
You're way there smarter than us. Like, that
Why'd
makes the prank even
apart?
Deeper.
You just broke my chopsticks, dude.
Is that a Asian little way to be an asshole? Like, we're gonna use all these. Well, like, we have two sets of chopsticks, or a fork in one set of chopsticks.
Uh-huh.
Chopsticks we use for
rice.
Right.
And then we send to shitty American restaurants after they've been in our mouth and who knows where.
Gotcha. Gotcha, Whitey. Take that.
Huh.
So, speaking of Mates Cast,
oh, yeah.
Michael Ian Black and dude from, man, Smashing Pumpkins. Same guy?
Billy Corgan?
Yeah, that's him.
I don't believe so.
All right. I just wondered. I thought they might be. I don't know why that I thought that. I don't even know why that came to mind.
I don't know either.
But it seems like there might be. He might be. I'm not sure. Yeah, oh, I think there's Billy Corgan with hair.
Yeah,
and
sure.
That's definitely the one I'm thinking of.
Okay.
You know, then Bald Billy, then I don't think that.
Yeah.
Those are definitely different people.
Who?
Billy Corgan, Michael Ian Black. With Billy Corgan with hair. Corrigan or Corgan? Whatever. Add an I if you like it, people.
So wait, Michael Ian Black is the same person as Billy Corgan?
Yeah. With hair.
With hair.
Yeah.
Wow. No.
Okay. Thought it might be, but then I kind of thought more. Thought, nah, probably not.
Are we going with the joke of not telling the other dude's name? Or no?
Which guy?
The not Michael Ian Black. Black.
Oh. That, the other guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Not, I wasn't talking about him.
Okay. Yeah. He might be somebody else as well, though.
Really?
How about Judge Reinhold and...
Wait, Judge Reinhold?
Yep.
Not the guy from Night Court.
Nope.
See, that's not
Fast
fair.
Times.
Okay.
Fast Times.
Yeah, dorky guy. Okay.
Yeah. Fucking Freaky Friday. So it's called something else.
You have to try again.
And,
how about...
Arrested Development.
What?
Yeah, he was at the very end of that.
Yeah, okay.
My name is
Was
Judge.
He in Big? No, no.
Yes, kind of.
Really?
But different name.
All right.
Same, that's Freaky Friday.
Trading Places?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's Freaky Friday, isn't it? Trading Places is Freaky Friday?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I totally know who you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely him.
Is the same as, I think, Harrison Ford? I think they might be the same person.
Really? Yes. That surprises me.
Yes, Harrison Ford and Judge Reinhold might be the same person.
Judge Reinhold and Eddie Murphy?
Think Harrison Ford. All
right. I'd say probably.
I think they look a lot alike. Right. Not positive, but I think so.
Judge Reinhold now?
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Okay. I can't imagine that guy looks any different.
No.
He looks seems like same. One of those guys that look the exact same.
Well, the last time I saw him was also like 2005 or something. So
Freaky Friday?
Yes.
Dude in Freaky Friday and kid at the beginning of Princess Bride.
Yes. welcome to Snort Coffee, guys. What the fuck? Hi.
Hey. How far?
It's me and 16 and a half minutes.
That's not even end up close to a record.
Me and Silky Smooth.
Hey, what's going on, people?
Parlor at the AHA compound.
Welcome to the show. Hope you brought your coffee grounds. Indeed.
It's so quiet. You're so loud. It's so quiet and so loud. It might take us a while to get used to new sound, but I think it's going to sound better than ever.
It looks better.
It does look better.
Yeah.
When I'm pointing a microphone directly at my mouth, it looks a lot better.
Okay.
But there's a pop in there, and there's some other shit. Sounds like the intro that I did to yesterday. Sounded very nice.
Did it?
Yes. And not necessarily, like, I'm not saying eyesight sounded nice, just the quality of how it sounded and, like, quietness and loudness and all that shit.
the quality of the intro was shit, but the quality of the recording was good.
If you listeners out there want to listen to a good intro, 144. It's very good. Bros and Peeps.
Do you have recent recordings on that computer?
I do.
Excellent. Only like on my MP3 player at some point. In the next 45 minutes, apparently.
Yes.
What is so pressing in your morning?
7 o'clock, dude.
You're
getting up and taking kids to school. Okay. Sucks. And actually, 6 o'clock is it's when we'll bring kids over. I'm gonna end up bringing kids
tonight. Tonight?
No, but like every night ever.
Oh, excellent. Then you'll have them in your care for, what, 20 hours of every day? Plus the weekend? It's working out.
Oh, we got Jose here, too. Hi, Jose.
Hey. I haven't seen you for a couple weeks, dude.
It's been a while.
Yeah, because he didn't make the last recording.
He was here. You just didn't fucking see him, dude.
Oh.
We went over that.
Damn, I even forgot about it.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
He was totally here.
Well, this time it's nice to see you. I'm sitting in a different location, so get a better view.
I can't decide if Jose is an asshole or not. It kind of seems like a jerk.
Feel all that way about all immigrants. Not that Jose is an immigrant, but
he sent his first tweet.
Noted.
And his second tweet. You see it?
No.
Jose, can you see? Sending tweets. Calling out. Fuck. Calling out. Smodcast, DYD. And. Ron Jeremy. No, for. That's funny. For being mentioned on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Should we mention. Should they call out the people for. That we don't say anything nice about?
I don't know. Like, I didn't keep up with nearly as many. Well, Jose didn't keep up with it either because he didn't fucking listen. I don't like it. Well, I don't know why we hired him to produce the show. He doesn't listen to it.
Doesn't edit it.
No, I still do the show notes. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck he's. Yeah.
I don't feel like it's money well spent, but, you know, you said we needed a producer. We have a producer.
Immigrants are cheap, too, so.
Yeah, totally. Not that he is one. Little trucker talk for you.
All right, trucker talk for that? Bunzi, yeah.
All right. This one might be short and sweet. Lady on the road annoying the shit out of me. Like, just irregular speed annoys the shit out of me.
Okay, yeah.
Like, oh, I'm driving 67. Oh, I'm driving 62. Oh, yeah. I'm driving... Yeah, whatever. License plate. His fave. Damn, can we even call that out? Like, I'm actually calling out a person by that.
No, that's fine.
I guess you don't know what state it's from. Ohio.
Yeah.
That actually might not be true. Okay. Could have been a different state. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean? Oh, but I get up and there's all kinds of god shit, like stickers and license plate ring.
Yeah.
How fucking pretentious
that's pretty
of
crazy.
A cunt do you have to be to
I'm
have your
God's
license
favorite.
Plate? I am God's favorite.
Wow.
On top of that, you're driving a Hyundai. If you're driving a Hyundai, you are not God's favorite.
Is everybody's God's favorite, though?
Everybody might be, but I think this lady might have been the least of
She thought
favorites.
It was me.
I think so. If you put it on your license plate, he didn't give everybody else that license plate.
How was it spelled?
H-I-S space
really?
F-A-V.
She got the E at the end?
No. Man, we're really calling out this person.
So maybe it was for Milli Vanilli. One of those dudes named Fav?
I'll take your word for that, but I think so. And that makes a lot of sense, actually. Because who doesn't like Milli Vanilli? Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
It is really crazy.
I'll contend that maybe everybody is God's favorite, but that's pretty crazy.
But I don't think you can put it on your license plate, even if that's like your feeling about it. And still, a Hyundai, nothing against Hyundais, but I'm thinking that his fave drives a Porsche, a Beamer at least. And actually, I might put Beamer up against a Porsche because it seemed like they'd be much more comfortable.
Oh, they're way more comfortable than a BMW, dude.
Are they? Okay. But not a Lexus, right? Is that what you rode in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lexus should be comfortable. There's probably a comfortable Lexus out there.
And one more thing about his fave. Get up the road and there's a bunch of cop cars and fire trucks on the side of the road.
Okay.
Apparently a little bit of the side road area had caught on fire.
That'll happen.
It will. There was a fire about the size of less than what you would have in your barbecue.
Okay. She locked them up.
Totally. Like 30 miles an hour. Like, whoa, look at that. Yeah. And then brings me to my thought that no matter how shiny the objects on the side of the road are, you are still responsible for driving your vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
They can be super shiny.
Yeah.
Super
I agree.
Shiny.
Yep.
Lights are flashing, chrome everywhere.
Yeah.
Still responsible for making that vehicle go forward.
You should have slammed straight into her.
I should have.
What? I didn't even see that shit over there.
Yeah.
I was busy driving.
Exactly.
I'm looking at the barbecue on the side of the road.
I was busy looking in front of me.
Jerk.
Yeah. It was literally three lanes away. No impediment to traffic whatsoever.
You know, she's God's favorite, though.
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
like, here's a neat fire for you to look at.
You
should slow down a lot.
Enjoy. Well, you couldn't see the fire, just the smoke from the fire.
Even better.
Yeah. I must have been.
Some mystery.
Yeah. Yeah.
People.
Yeah. You want trucker talk number two?
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, this one's actually pretty funny.
All right.
At the truck stop that I go to regularly, there's a motel, hotel. How many floors does it have to be before it's a hotel?
Like 50, I think.
50? Wow, okay, then this is definitely a motel. Because
yeah.
it's like four, and it seemed like it might have been a hotel. There's a sign in the parking lot. They kind of adjoin, but there's a curb between the two. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit of grass.
Yep.
Sign over there. I also don't know how to present this, but sign says.
I might have something on signs.
Yeah. Don't give me shit. Okay. I'm assuming you're going to have the same thought as I am. Wheel polishing, $5, done by hand, room 436.
Really?
Yes. Exactly. You can only assume that is $5 hand jobs, right?
That sounds like the greatest sign ever.
I should have taken a picture. I don't know what kind
yeah.
of an idiot I am for not taking a picture.
That sounds like the greatest sign ever.
Shitty camera phone, but.
Wow.
Yeah. Hand jobs, right?
It's gotta be.
I can only assume.
At least something shady.
I don't need my wheels polished. They're gonna
no.
get dirty again. $5 seems cheap for that on top of that.
Seriously, yeah. You
it's
ever
an
18-wheeler, like a decent,
man.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Maybe that's $5 a wheel. I don't know. Which, in that case, is pretty pricey. And granted, they're all, like, joined up, so you wouldn't have to polish all
of
them.
Can you live in a hotel room off of wheel polishing?
I wouldn't think so.
No. And people do that shit, too? Like, people live in hotels, right? Or motels.
Yeah.
People stay there forever.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You got some new ones that are pretty cheap for doing that.
New hotels?
Yeah. $180, $190 a week.
That seems steep.
That's cheap. You know, what's your cheap hotel going to cost you? $30 a
That's
night?
$600 a month, dude. You can get a place for that.
Oh, totally.
Really?
Assuming you've got that kind of cash, right? You need a down payment. Mm-hmm. And.
Huh. Is that how it works?
I think that might be the problem. Like, I've got $30, but I don't have, I've got $30 every day,
yeah.
but I don't have $200 every week.
Wheel polishing money, dude.
Or $500 every month. Yeah.
I bet they get it for cheaper than that.
It seems like
a
nice
place. For $100 a week.
I think if you like worked somebody and you got a shitty hotel, motel,
Holiday Inn,
you're not getting a hotel for that Holiday Inn. Yeah, right. That's high class. You got to polish a lot of wheels, though. Even if the place was $45 a night.
Like,
there's a sign. It's like $50 a night, maybe $40. That's the CDL
special.
Was the
sign? What kind of sign was it?
Cardboard marker.
Like on a telephone pole?
No, like propped up in the grass area between the motel and...
Like on a stick or something?
Maybe. Might have even had some sort of tripod.
That's the craziest sign I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed I didn't take a picture.
You should have gone over there.
Like,
what's up?
I was tempted.
This isn't about wheel polishing, is it?
Exactly.
$5 seems pretty cheap.
It seems like a deal. I mean,
even
I think
for a hand job, that's
quantity.
A super cheap hand job, isn't it?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm thinking they're working quantity, not quality. But really, with a hand job, do you care? As long as you finish the job. I mean,
dude.
Actually, that's not true.
That's crazy talk.
Can't have transvestite stripper soft hands and be giving that away for $5.
What's the appeal? Oh, boy. What's the appeal of having somebody else fucking jack you off? That's a dude. It's got to be a dude. Chicks don't put up that kind of
sign.
That's
was $5. It's not going to be a chick. That's what I'm thinking. That's pretty much why I thought $5 was too much.
That seems weird.
Yeah. I couldn't think anything else.
That's
when
a crazy
sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Next time they're there, I'll let you know. I'll give you a call.
How far away?
Franklin,
Ohio?
Yeah. Exit 36
like
down
the,
there.
The Waffle House and all that shit down there?
I don't know if it's a big one, but it is a Waffle House.
Yeah, there's a Waffle House and a big gas station.
Yeah. Pilot, truck stop. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
I think you need to go knock on a door.
How's that going to end well? I just wanted to know. Really? Wheels or not?
Yeah,
is that it?
That's how it goes. Okay. Yeah. I think that's how it goes right there.
Just wondering.
Really? Yeah. Wheels?
All right.
But he's going to say yes. And then you're like, no, I don't believe you. So you gotta end up proving it. Right?
that's what I'm afraid of.
The way to really figure it out is like, oh, shit, I got to get a hand job.
Yeah. From a dude.
From a dude. That's a crazy sign.
Assuming this wasn't in the name of science, getting a hand job, is that cheating on your spouse?
Wait.
Not from a dude. From a dude. Either way, I guess it doesn't matter.
In
the name of science, I don't think it's cheating on your
spouse.
Okay.
In the name of science, if you're filling a survey out.
Right, I'm there to find out if there's wheel polishing or knob polishing going on.
I understand the science you're speaking of now.
Yeah, that's the science in this case.
Okay.
But assuming it was not in the name of science.
You're there for pleasure rather than business.
Right. You're there expecting to have your wheel polished.
I just have one wheel, dude.
Like, just the one.
Yes, totally. Yeah, totally.
Assumed.
Yeah.
Well, I recently encountered somebody who thought that getting a blowjob wasn't. And I was like, I don't know, dude. It's cheating on your spouse.
Yeah. I mean, unless she's cleared it.
Oh,
I think there's an acceptable list of stuff.
You,
like, if it's... Okay.
Yeah. I didn't think about, like, running down a list of options with my wife. Like, what do you think about this?
Describe a boob. Is that cool?
Seems like the deal's already been written, and I didn't get to approve it. And
yeah. Well, you never know.
I could be wrong.
There's negotiations could be had.
Yeah. Seems too late for negotiating 10 years in, but...
Oh, just a new phase of your life. Keep yourself...
I could have been just missing out for the past 10 years. 9.5.
Yeah,
so you want me to give you a call next time I see the sign?
Well, I don't know what good that's going to do me.
Well, it depends if you're on your way to work or if you've got an hour.
To go get my wheel polished?
Right.
Okay. I just drove past there fucking on Sunday, man. Mm-hmm. Wish I'd known.
Should have stopped.
I will from now on. Kids wait in the car. Then he'll be back. Go get a wheel polished.
I'm assuming the room changes, but I really don't know.
No way. He's not going to buy a new, like, make a new cardboard sign.
No. I haven't seen it since. Which is a little disappointing.
Business really? Haven't, like, yeah. Look for it again or no?
Well, yeah, I'm there regularly.
Okay, the room does change. Okay.
So, yeah. Well, or maybe they're gone. Maybe they're kicked out.
Yeah.
Polishing too many wheels in the room. Place was lousy with jizz. Seeping down into the floor below. You should have gotten a ground level floor.
Yeah, should have been 136.
That's your first mistake.
Near the pool, perhaps. I got a little way to be an asshole.
Yeah, excellent.
Get a nice water-based lube.
All right.
And cover everything.
Excellent.
Like everything.
Excellent.
I was trying to think of stuff you could cut, like everything. You could cover everything.
Doorknobs come to mind.
Yeah, that's immediately. My first that's the first thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the car handles. It evaporates. There's still, it does? Like, there's still a substance there, but okay. It evaporates.
I have no experience with lube at all.
You're not missing much, really.
Well,
it's kind of a pain in the ass.
Kind of a funny story about that.
All right.
It's not really funny.
Oh, go ahead.
We have a bottle of lube.
Yeah.
Never been used.
20 though. Years old. Yeah.
No, it's less than a year
heirloom
old.
Lube.
Heirloom. Snake oil.
Passed down from your great grandma.
Excellent. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think that'll happen. Especially if you're doing your job right, like then like
residue.
Needs, no, nobody leaves needs lube if you're doing shit right.
That's kind of the way I feel too.
Yeah.
But that might change apparently with age. Hose that shit down, apparently.
It'll evaporate, so it becomes less slippery or sticky. Like, it kind of gets sticky. The water-based shit does, at least. I don't know about oil-based.
It goes from really slippery.
Yes.
To kind of sticky.
Yes.
To just weird residue left.
Yes.
Okay.
Like,
I'm going to fucking start lubing up shit in our house.
Sandy skin after, like, sandy saltwater skin. Does that make sense? After it's dried off, like, you've spent the day at the ocean.
Yeah.
And then you get done, you wipe your forehead off, and it feels kind of gritty or whatever. Right. Not gritty, but, like, that kind of thicker than normal skin oil or whatever, you know.
Okay. Huh.
Like that. Probably unnoticeable unless you're paying attention. Like, you're not going to pull your hand away from a doorknob like, ooh, that's gross.
I'm figuring you pull your, like, you won't be able to grab it. You'll, like, smack yourself in the face.
That's the funny part
that's the
is
first
once it dries, stage. I think it can stay there kind of a long time.
Yeah.
Add just tiny bits of water.
Oh.
And crazy slippery.
That'll rejuvenate it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You've got a lot of experience.
No, it just took once or twice.
Right.
Like, oh boy, like that's really slippery now. But yeah, like windshield wipers.
So wait. You're going back again for round two, and you just bring a cup of water and splash it on.
I don't even think you need a cup of water.
Okay.
Like
just a little spritz.
Yeah.
So you keep a Mr. bottle next to the bed as well?
Or just...
Oh, I didn't even think.
Yeah.
God.
God's
such
nature's...
Such an amateur.
Yeah, nature's lube, really.
Yeah. Nature's lube rejuvenator.
Or that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like... Any, like, if you... Outdoor doorknobs or something like that, you fuck some people up.
Oh, rain.
Yeah, or dew or
excellent.
Whatever. Like, it's going to be slippery. Excellent. I don't know what would happen if you, like, coated the sidewalk in it.
That's where I was going.
Like, but that'd probably be
it's
pretty good.
Wash away eventually, but work a couple times, maybe?
I think it'd work a couple times.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Just, like, one square of a sidewalk.
Yeah.
You know how they're
certainly.
In segments?
Yep.
That would really fuck with people.
Like, all of a sudden, this is ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a contractor out there going, I don't know what happened with this concrete. It's really weird.
Frying pan handles?
Excellent. Excellent. Sounds dangerous, but excellent all the same.
Yeah, but I go like I'm be you know, you wash your hands off in the sink after you touch your eggs or whatever. You
right
gotta
on.
Grab it and you're like, oh, fuck. It's super slippery.
On. Excellent.
Even if it's not that big of a deal, you're still like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
So.
Totally lubing my fried pan handle. Except for I cook the eggs. So
yeah, exactly.
I might not work so well.
I thought that was a good one.
I like it. My wife cooks the waffles. Can I lube up the waffle iron?
Just the handling part.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't waffle know. Iron gets hot, dude.
Waffles to
I
stick.
Just made some waffles over the weekend. That yeah. damn thing gets hot.
The handle or the inside?
The metal-y parts.
All right. The parts you're not supposed to touch?
Yeah.
All right. Just wanted to be clear. Excuse me. Do you have
I got another little way of being an asshole.
Good.
Might also be a fucked up way to kill somebody.
All right.
Someone, somebody, something.
Third from top step of the high dive. Lube that fucker up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a little water left on your feet by the time you get there, and you're plenty high enough to crack your head open.
Yeah, good one.
So, that's fucked up way
to kill somebody. Nice. Wow. I like it. And, like, just one little spot on the diving board itself.
Okay.
Like, one maybe 6-inch round blob that you're going to hit sometime. Right. Like somebody will hit it sometime.
Everybody's going to.
Yep.
One inexplicable high dive deaths.
Or just one little spot on the very end of it. I was thinking kind of, a step or two away. But
bad divings.
Yeah, right on the end of the board itself. Yeah. So, like, they get up there to do a, what's that, one? Go backwards shits.
Yeah, backwards.
Yeah, one. That one, where they are just on their toes.
Right on.
Whoop, boop.
That'd be so great. That's all anybody hopes for in the Olympics, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's like you're setting up for it. You got your toes out there. You're like, oh! Just awful. Splash. It'd be great.
All right, so take a lawnmower. You're going to need to construct, like, a metal dome, probably steel, but if you can do it, aluminum, whatever, box that goes over the engine, which you can attach there pretty easily.
All right.
Probably just a little clip or something, you know. But you want to remove all the metal parts. Like, basically, you just want the engine and the spinny blade part of the lawnmower.
Okay.
Take all the rest of the metal off. You don't need it. All
right.
Maybe you could use the metal from, like, the deck as the box around the engine.
Okay.
Ideally, it'd be relatively dome-shaped or circular, spherical-shaped.
All right.
On the engine side. You'll fire that bad boy up and just toss it out in the middle of an intersection.
Oh, God. That thing would just bounce. And
like, yeah, you're going to have to cut the handle off.
I thought everything was coming off.
You need an extra gas tank. You want a good gallon or two gas tank on it.
All right.
The pool handle.
Yeah.
You need to take the pool handle off, wrap the string around your hand to start it.
Okay.
So when the string kicks back, it kicks back into the box itself.
Okay.
So you can't turn the fucker off.
Right.
Like, once it's going, it's got to run out of gas.
If it's got a string on it.
No, I guess that doesn't matter, but it might disrupt the...
Make sure your box covers over the spark plug wire so you can't pull that real quick.
Yeah, like
Getting that fucking close to start with?
It's gonna be scary as fuck.
Yeah. You're just letting that thing go.
Yeah.
Like, that thing
that
now
shuts down a mall, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That sounds fun.
It does sound fun. I like to see that. It makes me think
it hits
of
the ground, sparks, and shoots chunks of shit all over the place.
You know the little bouncy fireworks that spin around?
Yeah, it makes me think of that. Okay.
But
jumping jacks?
Like a nice size, yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah.
Nice size that, like, cut your car in half, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet it would fuck some shit up.
I think it's going to get embedded in the side of your car. No, it's going to bounce off. It's going to
hit it, leave a wicked
dent.
Oh, yeah.
And keep on going to the next car.
I like it.
Oh, man, just letting it loose in a mall parking lot.
Be terrible.
Yeah. I'm sure it would.
That one's a little scary, I think, maybe.
It's more than a little way to be an asshole.
Yeah.
It's a big way to be an asshole.
And that's, a pretty interesting idea.
Yeah, it sounds like all kinds of fun to watch. If anybody does that, send us the videotape. And that way we'll know to erase this recording. Still don't think we can get blamed for that. Here's a bad idea. Try this. Don't try it. Wait. Yeah.
Is the disclaimer in the name of it being a fucked up way to kill someone?
Sure. I, just because you aren't creative enough to come up with fucked up ways to kill somebody or little ways to be an asshole.
Yeah.
Don't blame us for presenting the idea.
I think that's reasonable.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. We just work here.
Yeah, exactly. That was a little way to be an asshole, or was that under fucked up ways to kill
That was
somebody?
Both.
Okay.
The initial thought was like, man, that's going to be hard to get out of there. But then I started thinking about it. I was like, oh, fuck, that's going to be pretty bad. Now that we're sitting here talking about it, like, oh, no, that could be really bad.
I'm like a son of a bitch.
That could be really bad news.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out an elegant way to discuss online dating. I don't know, like, it's fucking crazy, firstly, and it feels weird to talk about, and to an extent, I want to talk, like, particulars.
Okay.
But I don't want to call out, like,
individuals.
People.
Yeah. Right.
However, scrolling through some ladies or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming 80% large women.
That is a pretty damn accurate number, I think.
Yeah.
I counted at one point in time.
I was afraid of that.
I counted at one point in time, and that's a pretty accurate number.
Yeah.
And then another 15% of, like,
15% on top of the 80% of just extremely unattractive?
Too marginally unattractive. Well, yeah, it depends on how picky you are. Okay. I'm pretty picky, so.
Reasonably unattractive. So you're left with 5% of the online dating population to work from.
That doesn't want anything to do with you. Yeah. Perhaps. Yeah,
just fair enough. They have their pick of the litter.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming they have to be looking at reasonably poor statistics from their end
as
well.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe not as poor. But
yeah, probably not as poor. I don't know.
Because then they're going to look at doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
Just out of prison.
To the mix.
Right. Right.
Like, that chick's hot, but she's also this, this, and this. But it doesn't really matter because you're a dude. Well, that dude is a decent looking dude, but oh, wait. Still lives with his mom.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Kind of married. And
is that an option you can select on OkCupid? Kind of married?
Kind of married.
Kind of married. Or is that what they just call separated?
Yeah, I think so. Right. Anyway.
Married but looking, is that a...
There totally is that shit
is
on
there.
Is
there a feature
like,
for that?
Yeah. There's totally like, it's seemingly kind of swinging shit and like if you want to...
Well, see, that's different. That's acceptable.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
I mean, if you want to be a swinger, knock yourself out. Yeah. I don't care. But married, my spouse doesn't know I'm on here.
That's that other shit.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, that one site that's for that?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to plug them even if I did. But now I'm kind of curious. It's funny that I can't remember what it is.
I can totally come up with it. I'm not going to.
If you do, like, secretly tell me, and we still won't plug them.
Okay. Chick named, like, usernames. Everybody's got crazy shit. Like, crazy shit. Everybody's crazy. Everybody fucking puts up some weird, like, why would you do that? I remember the one that was like there's usernames, and then there's, like, headlines that you can put in there, and then you got your profile shit and all that crap, right? All
right.
Like, I've seen profiles that are, like, the headlines, oh, it's smiling, and it's got this gross-looking chick that's, like, so pissed-off looking in all the pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Like, really grumpy-looking and, like, not doesn't look like you ever kind of smile.
Wow.
Like, what the fuck's going on there? Yeah.
Is that a little inside joke to them?
If it is, I mean, that's,
then
that's a good one.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take that, but...
Yeah. Grumpy fat whore just didn't have a good ring to it. And so they said grumpy fat whore didn't have a good ring to it, so they went with always smiling.
Yeah, exactly. There's chicks that say, I'm an open-minded, laid-back kind of girl, whatever. Butt sex, right? Open-minded equals butt sex.
Yeah.
Or threesomes
Greek
or
is definitely
do what?
Speaks Greek is okay. Definitely yeah. Unless your name's like Kostolgovich or something, then you're like, you don't know, 50-50 on that one. 70-30.
Speaks Greek like a man. There was a username chick on there. Look her up. Whatever. I guess I don't care.
I don't see who's going to sue us.
I was trying not to name any of the real ones.
But you're about to, right?
Huh?
But you're about
to.
Oh,
yeah, totally. Okay. Coos Waffle.
Twos?
No, Coos.
Coos Waffle.
Yeah. I wish the listeners could
what
see
the fuck?
The look that Silky Smooth just gave me.
I have to, do you have a picture of Coos Waffle?
I got to imagine I can find
can
it.
Can you get one?
Yeah. I'll
man,
I guess.
What a username. I can't even imagine who that person is.
Coos Waffle. That's who it is. That's crazy, isn't it?
Somehow makes me hungry. Shouldn't. So it's just, again, fat whore, didn't have a good ring to it?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think she was one of the average, I apologize if you're a listener, Coos Waffle, for saying you're an average looking lady, but I think she was an average looking lady.
The nicest thing we've said about anybody on the show.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Coos Waffle.
Get some. What the fuck? That's your username, Get Some?
No.
Oh.
That would have been a good one, though.
Would it?
Can I say mine on the show?
Sure. Really? I'm sure you'll have all kinds of ladies coming.
Yeah, I bet.
Okay, Cupid's going to see a spike in new.
On that one, it's a nap time backwards.
Nap time?
Yeah.
Backwards.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's...
Emit Pan. Okay.
There's no fucking way I want to find this.
Seems a little inside. I don't know who's getting it. Really. Not supposed to.
It's just nap time backwards.
Right. I think people are just going to look at it and be like, that's a weird name.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So long as you're fine with that.
Yeah, there's no fucking way I want to find it. Yeah, maybe.
How many Coos Waffles do you have to sort through?
I don't know that I can actually search for a name.
Oh. Oh, okay. That wouldn't make it harder then.
Nope, that's not going to work.
C-O-O-Z?
C-O-O-Z-E,
E.
I believe.
Okay. W-A-F-F?
Just like Waffle.
Ellie? E-L.
What?
Ellie? I can never get E-L-L-E right. Waffle? Waffle. It's Waffle, isn't it?
It's Waffle.
Okay. I'm bad with that shit. I before E? I don't fucking know. That's the only saying I learned for that.
I can't imagine. You got anything else to talk about?
No, those are actually my only two show notes.
Okay.
Should I come up with something?
There's a crazy fucking list on there. Like, here's a bunch of questions. Like, I went to set up a profile on there.
All right.
And I've gone to other ones where it's just like, here, put in a profile like this. What you want to say about yourself, whatever.
Okay.
But
this has a survey of other questions.
This has got a survey of other questions as well. Like, they pose the profile as a set of questions. Like, tell us about yourself. Fucking, I can actually, I guess...
I like the idea of a survey because, you know, if you're dealing with the same questions, you kind of want to see how somebody's going to answer this question.
Yeah.
Especially when they're stupid and annoying. Like, hobbies, baby raper. Okay.
Like,
you're out.
My self-summary. And then you say a self-summary. And then, I'm really good at blah, blah, blah. And then...
I see my answers being much shorter than that if I was to be
able to.
Okay.
Then
again, if you get bored one night, I could also see...
Exactly. Well, I'm sitting there filling this shit out, right?
Right.
And some of this shit I've already had done. Like, I just copy and pasted from other shit. But, then it, like, says...
I'm looking for a Coos Waffle.
You get down to the bottom of that, and you think you're done. And then it goes to the questions segment, or the survey, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I sat there and answered like 50 questions. I'm like, Jesus Christ, how long does this go for? You know? And you can say like, there's an option to explain your answer.
Oh, wow.
There's several answers to a question on a lot of them. And then you can say how you want the person that you're looking for to answer that same question out of those same options.
And it's going to like cross-reference all these people and give you suggestions.
Yes.
Interesting. How many people are on this fucking thing? I don't know.
Not that many really in the area. Like a couple hundred maybe.
Wow.
Like surprisingly
few. So you're dealing with five to actually look at out of that 100.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, surprisingly few. And that's probably a little off.
It's a pretty small city.
Yeah.
Medium city. What is this? Medium city?
We're a medium city.
All right.
Yeah. Some of the questions are crazy, though. Like, well, anyway, I got through 50 questions, and I'm explaining a lot of my answers, because shit's not black and white.
Right.
Didn't realize, like, I hadn't seen any other profiles at this point to see what the fuck any of these questions are going to, like, if they're being seen by people or whatever.
Okay.
So I was kind of smart-ass as far as that. It's like, is anybody really reading this explanation? Because I don't understand what the fuck's going on, and the questions never seem to end.
Right.
I've answered like 250 questions at this point.
Oh, now you're addicted like, to them, huh?
Like, what the fuck's going on? Anyway, a question I saw, and there's some crazy shit. Like, they'll give you weird sequence of numbers and answer, like, what comes next shit, you know?
Oh, okay.
To, like, kind of figure out who's smart enough to figure it out and shit. And it's kind of smart way, an interesting way to figure out.
Sure.
Stuff, I guess.
Sure.
One of the questions is, who's smartest? Einstein, Shakespeare, Mozart, or Jesus? Is Jesus... Was he smart?
Yeah, you know, initially I was thinking
something?
No.
Like,
but, you know, maybe some prophetic stuff. Prophetic. Profound. You know? Do unto others,
was he,
man. That seems pretty...
Was that him?
I'm going to attribute everything in the Bible to Jesus. So...
Everything.
I'm going to go with pretty smart then. Right? You know...
If that's the case, yeah, I guess so.
Jesus is God. God is the Holy Spirit. And so... I.e.
Wasn't he a shitty carpenter, though?
Lousy-ass carpenter. Lousy.
So, possibly not...
Fired, had to go into profiting.
Who knows what Einstein was bad at?
Apparently not fucking. He was good at fucking.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. He was a
first-hand experience?
No, no. He never polished my wheel, as they say.
Nice.
But,
we're starting a phrase. Sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
That is a first. Maybe not a first.
Not a first, but, yeah. Sounds
yeah.
good.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, apparently it was
real
quite the man
out.
Whore. So,
do what? Is,
apparently
really?
Einstein was quite the man whore.
Is that why his hair was always crazy?
It's exciting to think, like, eh, you know?
Yeah.
Why not? So, except for cheating on a bunch of wives. That seems rude.
Yeah.
So.
I
But one
never...
of them was with his cousin, so. Or wait, maybe he was married to the cousin. And I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I never considered Jesus was smart.
Initially, that certainly what threw me for a loop. Like, eh, really?
Was he the dude, like, did he come up with all the parables or whatever?
I see. I'm thinking that there are... I'm gonna attribute those to him as well.
I just heard that word today.
Isn't there... There's, like, a book in the Bible that's all useful information, apparently.
Yeah.
Maybe it is parables.
I don't think that's a book in the Bible, but...
All right.
I think that's part of a book in the Bible.
Okay. Which seems surprising to me. Like, hey, and here's some handy advice.
Yeah.
Like, somebody should have, like, pointed that out.
You got to figure
Catholic
it out, though,
school.
Don't you? I think you got to figure them out. I think they're all trick questions and
are
puzzles.
They? Well, that's even exciting. More exciting.
Yeah, except for if you get it wrong, you're like, whoops.
Nope, you're an idiot. Jesus thinks you're an idiot. Even worse.
Pardon me.
So, I you know... Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that either.
I answered Einstein, so maybe I was wrong.
I would go Mozart, I guess.
Really?
Who are the options again?
Einstein, Mozart.
Shakespeare, Mozart, Jesus.
Yeah, I think I'd have to go Mozart.
Really?
Yeah. It's like smarter than Einstein. Freaky smart, you know?
He was pretty young and he started playing crazy piano, but...
And for shit like, this goes with this and this sounds right and... I think that's like, but it's not really smart. It's more intuition, I think. So, yeah, I guess Einstein would be the most traditional smart. You know, if somebody paints a beautiful painting, is that smart or is that just like intuition maybe isn't the right word?
Yeah,
but
I think that's close, instinct. Though. Yeah, instinctually realizing that this goes here and that color goes with this color and...
Right.
I don't know.
So I don't know if that necessarily qualifies as smart.
Some savant shit. Oh, boy. Do you want to say goodbye? I got to go to bed. Thanks for listening.
Make it to an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're close. Good. Yeah, we're right on. Thanks for listening. Find us places... There's a phone number?
No, there's not anymore. What is... Do you have the real phone number?
937-51-BLUES, Lube and Leet Speak.
Yeah, well, see, that helps me at not at all. Wait. 937-501...
Yep.
1-3-3-5.
Nope, not even close.
Leet?
Lube and Leet Speak.
Oh, lube. All right. 7.
Nope.
You gotta
picture it typed out on the computer.
On the calculator.
Kind of. No.
So I have to turn it upside down.
Nope.
Until it says boobs. That's like been in the last three shows.
Nope.
Oh, just on the computer, but like...
The B really throws you off, really.
A Commodore 64?
Something, yeah. The B throws it off pretty
it's
bad.
It's an 8, right?
No, it's not an 8 at all.
How the fuck is it not an 8?
Yeah, because it ends up being the letter on the phone that nobody has anymore.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I still have that.
Yeah, you do still have it.
But I have to like look, though.
Nobody else.
It's like a 4, isn't it?
Nope.
3?
Nope.
Wait a minute. You said the... Oh, the B?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a 2.
Yeah.
All right. I got you there.
Yeah.
It was the L. I'm still hung up on the L.
It's in Leet Speak.
5?
Nope.
Maybe I don't know what an L is.
What's an L look like?
Looks like an I with a leg.
Which also looks like something else.
An L?
An L. I would go lowercase probably.
I'm looking for a number, aren't I?
Yeah.
To 1?
Yeah.
All right. So 1-8.
No.
2.
No.
Lube.
Yeah.
L-U-B-E.
No.
Son of
it's
a bitch.
It's Leet Speak, homie. Come on.
L-U-U-B.
Wrong.
I don't understand how people are supposed to get this phone number.
Somebody called it. Fuck, or no, somebody texted it.
No, they didn't.
Yes, totally. I gotta find, I don't know if I'm gonna find it. I can find it. Yeah, we got a live call in. Oh, we got a couple live calls in. This one was good.
How'd this not come up before?
I forgot about it.
All right.
Hey. Hey, what's up? Okay, they say, hey. I say, hey, what's up? Say, I presume you found this number in a bathroom stall. What the fuck? They say you would. It's hard telling if my shit's right too. I might have like this might be off. It seems time seems right. I don't know this texting app that I'm using. If like I've seen other lineups of text. That have been missing text or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Like, it just doesn't load properly sometimes.
Okay.
This looks like the timing's right. I say, all right, I presume you found this number in a bathroom stall. They say, you would if you were here with me and my girlfriend.
What?
I say, so do I know you or are you a listener of the show? They say, is this John? Oh, fuck. No way. All right. I say, ha. Ha. Nope. It's been a delight. I meant to say to talk to you, though. And then I put snortcoffee.com. They said, what? Lol. I said, listen, it's great. And the number you're texting is for the show. I meant to say, it's been a delight talking to you. They say, "Kay, I will. You coming to see us? You coming to see us after what?
In a bathroom stall?
I say,
is that where they were?
No, they never said. Well, they say,
I thought that's where
you
they
would
were.
If you were. You would if you were here with me and my girlfriend. So maybe they were in a bathroom stall. I don't know.
That's what I assume. That's what.
You coming to see us? I say,
no. Nope.
I don't know where you are or who you are, for that matter. They reply with, no. I reply with, I'm so confused. Well done. Son of a bitch. It's the same phone number.
They texted again later?
I believe so. It's so confusing with Google Voice because I don't know what phone number mine is. It doesn't come up with as 937-501-1002.
1002. Son of a bitch.
202-709-3423, I believe, or maybe 317-529-29818. Feel free, listeners, to call either of those numbers and see what happens.
They may or may not work.
Well, I think they'll do something, but I don't know what. I don't know which one's mine. I don't know. I think the 317-529-2981 is somebody else calling into this number. Anyway, that was on July 23rd.
Okay.
Just this weekend on Sunday, on September 2nd, happy birthday to my sister, I get a hello. I reply, hello, how's it going? They reply, hey, you remember me? I'm good. Me and my friend Brooke are visiting. Her pics are not up yet. At sweetbrook.escortwebsite.com.
Nice.
I reply, how'd you find this number? They reply, you told me to save it, silly. I reply, or no, they reply again, I don't save them unless asked. I reply, what's my name? They reply, John. Didn't catch that from the previous caller, texter. John's a purr fuck. Okay.
So John, I assume, is John as in hookers and Johns.
I thought about that too.
Really?
Yes. Right. After I was like, oh shit, you're some escort web shit. Are you talking that kind of John?
Right.
Okay. They reply after saying John. If you are in a relationship now, I apologize. Using the letter U and the letter R and apologize spelled all fucked up. I can delete the number, they say. I say, what's yours? As in, what's your name? They say, Princess.
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 So the phone number got spammed.
I replied a couple tips. If you're going to attempt spamming someone to figure out their name, and don't spam with a web... I'm sorry. I fucked it up. Couple tips. Tips. If you are going to attempt spamming someone, figure out their name, and don't spam a website with escort website as a URL. fuck. It just fucked up. Hold on. At least use Bitly or something. I'm not John, and I've never even come close to meeting a princess or Brooke. They reply, oh, I'm not a scammer. Sorry to bother you. I was looking for my friend, to be honest. I said, good luck.
By just texting random phone numbers.
I said, good luck, and you got the wrong phone number.
Nice.
And then they said, we're spamming this number is in my contacts. Sorry for the mistake. Have a good night. And I said, you have a good night too. And they said, T-Y.
It's weird that it's like a real person. I assumed all spamming would be done by a bot, but that's clearly not.
And I'm like,
well, or it's very good. It's a bot that's good at responding to questions.
I wasn't going to go to the website.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's not worth I'll pass. Risk. I'm not close enough to a library to go anonymously or whatever.
Which, man, I'm going to go to the library and just go to as many questionable websites as I can. Like, I'm not going to do this on my computer.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
So that's text to the show, I guess.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to get. Nice to get some response. Yeah, I guess. All right. I can't believe they figured out the phone number.
That's a good call.
Yeah. 937-501.
Blues.
1002.
It's so easy. You can find places too.
Yeah. That's the number though. I got it right finally.
Yeah.
Excellent. Right. All right. That's thanks probably for listening. Like the last time it'll be mentioned for real. So
bye bye.
Record that and put it in your pocket. So you got it. Can record it with a pen. Pencil.
I think I missed a bunch of notes, dude. We went through that pretty good.
Yeah.
I think frickers before the show might be a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. A big beer helps, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you remember how I finished the last show? It cracks me up.
No.
By pooping up your restroom.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Well, you will next week, apparently, when you get to hear it again.
Nice.
Yeah.
Little way be an asshole.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Right. I'm sorry. You got more?
No, no. I just had a question.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
I don't remember what it was now.
Okay.
All right.
Magic Hat Beer.
Uh-huh.
A brand, a style called Not Quite Pale Ale.
Okay.
Which is very true, because it's for the ladies. It's not very pale ale at all.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, there's a difference between the India pale ales and a pale ale.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was pretty weak regardless.
Okay.
I'm drinking bottles of it or whatever. Go to open one up. There's a spiral painted on a cap. Mm-hmm. Not a little twist off.
Really?
Pretty slick. Yep. It's a pretty good little baby asshole, I think. It's a subtle one. Like, subtle.
Yeah, it is.
But I was pleased to have noticed it. I'm like, you sons of bitches.
I didn't even think about this, but yeah. On the inside of the cap or on the top?
On the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was on the inside of the cap.
No, I think they say something on the inside.
Oh, okay. I've seen them. I don't think I've ever had one, actually. That,
but, yeah. Yeah. Just spiraled cap and...
Yeah, it's bullshit. Sneaky. I guess. Or it's not bullshit. So you can't be a cool independent brew if you have twist-off tops, right?
Like, I would imagine.
Yeah, you're not only saving money, but...
Is it?
For some reason, I assume.
You gotta put the cap on there, right? All you do to put the cap on
there, right?
Is put it on a screwed bottle, right?
I bet it's 0.3 cents cheaper.
The screwed bottle is 0.3 cents more expensive than okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't know why. Actually,
no,
I bet it's more than
true.
That.
True. Because you just get you have a glass mold.
That's a good point.
They
doesn't
do it once
cost any
like,
more to
yeah.
cast a twist than a non-twist. Keeps the beer fresher.
I agree with that, perhaps, but...
I don't.
Probably don't either. I don't think it matters.
Yeah. Backlog. 2 weeks now?
I think we're 3 weeks ahead, including this one.
Wow. That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah. Joel's coming over this weekend.
Oh, okay. Have you guys
Maybe
done
Bobby.
One?
No.
Okay.
No, it's been a while.
I don't know if you did one the weekend that I couldn't make it. Or the non-weekend.
Nope.
Or actually the weekend for you guys, but not my weekend. Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
I do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Tell some people.
Yeah, tell Let's somebody.
Say, like,
tell somebody you don't know.
Yeah.
So that when they think poorly of you, you won't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking
like the
stranger.
Cash register lady.
Yeah.
At that place.
Make up business cards and stickers and hand them to people.
Yeah.
It's not
Tell
too much to ask.
Gas pump next to you. Like, hey, snort coffee.
Yeah.
They're like, what? And they won't go and check it out. It doesn't matter. Just say it. That's fine. Just say it like, hey. I've never done that, I don't think.
Scrawl it on a stop sign.
All right.
with a Sharpie marker. A fat one.
Okay.
Can't get blamed for that, can we?
Whatever.
Thanks. Going to pee.
Tell your friends' moms.
Not as exciting as last week, but almost.
I keep on forgetting to say bye-bye. I remembered it this time, but...
Bye-bye!
That's not what you say.
What?
That's not what you say.
Oh, see ya.
I don't think we got that one. Yeah. I think I'm out of stuff. Jose, you got anything? Yeah? All right. Oh, really? Okay.
Dude. That's weird.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. No. No, dude. All right, we'll get you a different one. Cool out.
Folk true.